This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
More than 80 counties have already expanded eligibility, and there are more than 1,000 vaccination sites across the state, says Governor J.B. Pritzker.
The danger of the new variants spreading means that we want every dose to get into arms as soon as humanly possible.
More than 700 cases of COVID variants have been confirmed so far in Illinois. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
A new police protest in Minnesota. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. On the eve of the third week of fired officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial and George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, hundreds took to the streets in Brooklyn's center, a suburb. Some threw rocks at police who fired back with tear gas. Stores were also looted in the anger over a black man's death at a traffic stop yesterday.
Police say they pulled the driver over for an outstanding warrant. And as they took the driver into custody, he somehow re-entered the car. And that's when things turned deadly. An officer shot the driver. The car traveled a few blocks before hitting another car. The driver died at the scene, and a female passenger was taken into a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
That's Mitty Hicks with Fox 9 TV. President Biden will be selling his infrastructure plan today, meeting with lawmakers from both parties, but Republicans may not be buying it. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Today, the president continues the push for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure package. GOP members don't like the idea of using a corporate tax hike to pay for it. And Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker balked at the price tag on ABC's This Week.
This trillion-dollar number is way too high for me.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said on Fox News Sunday that the plan is popular among voters.
We don't have a lot of work to do to persuade the American people that U.S. infrastructure needs major improvement. The American people already know it.
The White House underscoring it with state numbers on the dire shape of roads, bridges, the power grid, and affordable housing. Dave.
Tanya, Iran is accusing Israel of nuclear terrorism and threatening revenge, blaming Israel for a blackout over the weekend at Iran's main uranium enrichment facility. Israeli media has been reporting a cyber attack caused damage, setting Iran's progress back months. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Israel for talks. America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Now, Newsmax is asking if you approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and trillions in spending. And did President Trump do a better job? Vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. Let us know who you like better, Trump or Biden. Vote in the Newsmax poll. Text RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. And watch Newsmax today.
Several states in the Midwest are seeing a rise in COVID cases and hospitalizations. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer tells CBS Face the Nation.
We are seeing a surge because of these variants, and that's precisely why we're really encouraging them to think about surging vaccines into the state of Michigan.
There are also surges from Brazil to France to India as the World Health Organization keeps facing pushback over a report on how this coronavirus crisis started. Though it's led with a lot of skepticism, critics claim China didn't allow enough investigation into a lab some people suspect.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press said while the World Health Organization's report on the origin of COVID was inconclusive, China failed to take several steps at the outset.
In real time, give access to international experts. In real time, to share information. In real time, to provide real transparency.
For those reasons, he says the virus spread faster with perhaps more deadly results. Blinken says this shows that a better global health security system is needed to get ahead of the next pandemic. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Blinken is headed to Brussels next for NATO talks. Already in prison, Harvey Weinstein could face even more time behind bars.
Fox News has learned that Harvey Weinstein was secretly indicted on rape charges by a Los Angeles grand jury a couple of weeks ago that should facilitate the extradition of the Hollywood producer from New York so that he can be tried. Weinstein faces 11 counts in California, including rape and sexual battery involving five incidents that allegedly took place between 2004 and 2013. If convicted, he faces up to 140 years behind bars. Weinstein's already serving a 23-year sentence in New York for rape and sexual assault. Sanchi and Grasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been down before this week's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 64, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 60, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 43 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, April 12th edition of Buyers and Company. Bill Clevenger will join us from the Decatur Park District. And we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and tell you more about the John Bates event coming up this Thursday. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. We are live on a beautiful day out there, just gorgeous. After all of the rain over the weekend, it looks like back to some sunshine, as Nick just told you. And, well, I don't know about warmer temperatures. We've got a high today of about 63, 61, 52, 55, 59. Maybe a little more rain on Saturday and Sunday. I hate these spring forecasts because literally you can look at it and an hour later it's different.
That's right. And I was right when I was reading rain the other day.
You were.
I'm telling you.
No, I should trust you. I'm willing still to take the Vegas odds. I just know this. In April, it changes hourly. I mean, you can go, oh man, this afternoon's going to be beautiful. And then it's not.
Yeah, I made my first spring mistake. I was like, you know what? I won't do yard work this week because I'll do it on the weekend. Guess who's got twice as tall grass that's going to have to go on the first dry day?
It's a good thing, though, grass growing.
Yes.
And if you think about that, it's a good introduction to our next guest. They have a lot of grass to take care of and a lot of green space, which is a great thing for our community. Bill Clevenger joins us, the executive director of the Decatur Park District. Bill, good morning. Did you enjoy the Masters this weekend?
I love the Masters. I love Masters weekend every year. Love that. Nick and I were just talking before I came on the air. The Masters is just, you know, it's such just a beautiful place to be. But, you know, when you were talking about Tiger taking it to a new stratosphere, the guy they should all thank every day is Arnold Palmer. He's the guy who laid the foundation for everything you see today as far as taking golf to a new level.
No, he did. Arnie's Army, right? You know, Jack Nicklaus will tell stories about them kicking his ball and cheating against him and all rooting against him. And he was a young guy coming up taking on Arnold Palmer. But for sure, golf changed back in the mid to late 1990s with Tiger Woods. It saw a tremendous amount of growth. People started building golf courses everywhere, and there was an oversaturation. That got brought back to home. in the 2000s and over the last, 20 years. But there seems to be, with COVID and the ability to get out and play, certainly, I know you gave a report at our Parks Foundation meeting, you guys are way up in rounds, which is a good thing, and I hope that's going to be consistent.
You know, Brian, it really is. It looks like we're going to be up probably 8 or 10,000 rounds this year, which is just phenomenal growth for the first time in probably 20 years plus that we've seen that kind of growth. But we're also, the other thing that's more heartening about this is we're seeing people sending us notes about getting their kids in junior golf. And that's the future of the game. It's the future of any of our sports, is getting our youth engaged, getting them outside, getting them going. But it's really heartening to see when we're getting these emails and questions about how do I get my kids in the youth program, and what's that look like for the summer. And fortunately, we have now and have had for many years a really good junior program. So again, maybe the future is going to take off again as well. You probably remember, like I do, when we used to have 250-plus kids in junior golf. So wouldn't it be nice again to see that 75 to 100 kids in junior golf out there having a great time? Because it is a great sport for a lifetime.
When you mention a lifetime, that's exactly right. You think about golf, you think about even tennis to a degree, being something you can enjoy, throughout all of your life, into later years. It's something you can still do. So it is a lifetime hobby, a lifetime, recreation. But you think about the arts, you think about fitness, you think of golf, Lakeshore Landing, the Scoville Zoo, all of that. I saw some family members, on Instagram this weekend, enjoying the train ride and enjoying the zoo this past week. You guys are all geared up right now. I mean, it probably almost feels sort of normal, right? I mean, just getting everything up and running and then figuring out where you have to live within the rules.
You know, Brian, it sure does. And you're absolutely right. How we're going to adapt to the rules as those change. And we daily watch the numbers. Are they trending up? Are they trending down? What do we think is going to happen going forward with the guidance from CDC, the state, all the different guidance that we have? And we've tried diligently for over a year now to stay within that guidance, do everything we can possibly do within the guidance we're given. So it looks like we're going to be able to accommodate more people at our venues. And, the zoo back open again, the train, you saw pictures of the train. You see pictures of people on the carousel. We haven't seen that for a year now. So it is. You get that feeling of we're moving back to what we used to know.
All right. Tell me about the special meeting that will be taking place tomorrow.
The park board will be talking with several individuals about the replacement of Commissioner Jack Kenney. I find out once those meetings are completed, then I would expect that they'll move on toward a decision in the very near future.
And how does that work? Jack decided to retire after so many years serving. The board will be picking his replacement. Is that a majority vote? I mean, just give me the mechanics of that.
Yeah, the mechanics of that will be they'll interview, and then the board will the four board members will decide at that point in time who will be the replacement for Jack. And by the way, 28 years for Commissioner Jack Kenney, the longest-serving park commissioner in the history of the park district. So hats off to Jack. And then you have to think that those are big shoes to fill, literally and figuratively. So going forward, yes, the board will make that choice. New board member will be seated. The election, we had Stacy Young and Bob Brilli reelected, so we'll continue forward with the progress that we've been making in a very seamless way. So look forward to having a full board seated and go through the summer this year, because it's going to be another different kind of summer as we begin to reopen things. So a new commissioner will come in and kind of have to hit the ground running.
All right. Do you have any idea how many candidates will be interviewed? I'm trying to pull up the document, and I can't off the website. It might be my laptop. But how many people will they be talking to?
To the best of my knowledge, 4 or 5.
Okay.
This, Brian, is a board-driven process.
Absolutely. I just didn't know if you knew the names of the folks who will be interviewed tomorrow.
Right now, I don't think we're disclosing those names right now.
Okay. And will this be then a private meeting, or will it be a public meeting?
This will be executive session.
Okay, executive session, so behind the scenes. And then we look forward to finding out what comes out of that. All right, as we edge closer to sort of Memorial Day and Memorial Day weekend, traditionally the weekend when, you know, pools will open, when things will get into full swing, what's the latest on the water park? And I know you guys are still trying to fill a lot of jobs.
That we are trying to fill a lot of jobs. The water park is coming along. It's going great, Brian. I think by the end of the month, actually the Lazy River is, we're waiting now on paint to cure, and then we can fill it. It's for all practical purposes. The structure itself is finished. We're putting in the irrigation system now. The sod will go down. Fence will go up. Those kinds of things will all kind of happen simultaneously over the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I think we're in really good shape right now. We're hoping to be able to, there's one electronic board left on one of the water slides. If you were to ask me today, could we open? Yes, we could open those slides, but there's one electronic board that sort of creates that unique experience on one of the slides that we need to get fixed. And hopefully between our Swiss company and our folks over here, and they're looking for somebody in the States to be able to work on that. So hopefully we're going to be able to have that all in shape to go, but we're on target to open Memorial Day weekend. Really, the kicker is going to be, what's the guidance going to tell us? Is it going to be 25%? Is it going to be 50%? Is it going to be, are we going to be able to open the doors in a normal fashion, so to speak? Because capacity of the water park is about 1,000 people. So you can imagine, put 1,000 people in there. If you had to guess right now, it's probably not going to be that number. We're hoping if we get to 50%, that would be a nice way to open. Right now, if we had to do it the way we do it today, it would be 25%. But let's hope we move to 50.
All right, talk to me about some of the features there at Splash Cove. I mean, there's water slides, a zip line, a climbing wall. This is a very interactive water park.
Oh, it sure is. There's a phenomenal water playground. The slides themselves are absolutely unique. I think we're the third or fourth installation of these slides in the United States. The pool itself is an 8-lane, 25-meter pool. So we'll have everything from the fitness components to the pool's plenty big enough to do stand-up paddle boards for different kinds of fitness activities, whether it be yoga or whatever is done on a stand-up paddle board. As you said, the zip lines, we have a little kiddie pool for very young kids. So you really can go over there and take advantage almost from probably a year old up through our senior population. And we do intend to have programming for all ages and stages.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Now, the Devin G. Buffett Lakeshore Amphitheater is opening, and I know that there are some shows that are sold out under the guidelines today, but there's certainly an opportunity as more people are vaccinated and we get back to whatever normal means that there will probably be tickets available for some of those upcoming shows, even though they're sold out right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another point toward vaccination. We just hope people will get their vaccination, because that's going to be one of the keys going forward to, you know, successful openings and successful future operations of the various facilities we have. All these things go hand in hand, and we've all got to work together to make it happen.
All right, talk to me about some of the employment possibilities for high school kids, college kids, people, I guess, of any age for summer employment. I know you're hiring.
Yeah, we have job opportunities for, in a normal summer, we'll hire 375 to 400 seasonal employees. And right now it's been extremely difficult to get people back on board for the golf courses, for the parks, for horticulture. There's just a number of openings in those areas, particularly where, as when you opened with the grass is growing, that is literal. And right now, as it gets warmer, we have more grass. We mow. You know, we have 2,000 acres just in the parks alone. And, you know, when you talk about mowing, we mow, I'm going to guess, probably 1,000 to 1,100 acres on a regular basis. And that takes people and the trimming. And we have baseball season coming up now. So baseball kicks off. Actually, the season itself kicks off in early May. So well, we have 3 weeks till baseball season kicks off. And that requires trimming, mowing, dragging diamonds. So we need people in all those kinds of positions. So I would really encourage young people to take a look at the Park District as a springboard toward future jobs and just enter the workforce at the Park District.
All right, DecaturParks.org is the best place for you to start. What about the Summer Parks Program?
Summer Parks Program, we've actually, Jamie Gower and I were talking about that the end of last week. We're looking at our opening, maybe not all of our summer parks this summer, but we'll have several of those open. We're looking at what the summer food program is going to look like this summer. Last summer, you know, we did it with District 61. This summer, we're still in conversation about what that's going to look like. We think that's an important part of our summer. I know you and I've talked about that several times, but that's many times the really good meal that some of our kids get throughout the summer. So we feel pretty strongly about that. But we are hiring. That's another area. We're hiring young people to run those summer park programs in the neighborhood parks that are actually going to be open this summer. We haven't finalized that, but we are taking applications for those positions and we'll be interviewing here in the very near future.
All right, Bill. Have a great day. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bill Clevenger from the Decatur Park District. Mark Topper coming up at the bottom of the hour. Still ahead here today, Dr. Dana Ray. Nick and I have a lot to get to. I mean a lot. I've got a this is what happens when you don't do a show from Friday at 9 a.m. all the way till Monday at 6 a.m. You compile a whole lot.
Yeah, and you've got your notepad with you at all times, so you're kind of ready just in case something comes across.
I have several notepads that all end up on one sheet of paper for the beginning of the show today, and we've got a lot to get to, including some suggestions on how to keep yourself off your phone 24/7. We've got the NASA Ingenuity mini helicopter thing that I've been watching with a great deal of anticipation. You know, they're going to do the Wright brothers thing on Mars.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I think that people just kind of like, I mean, how evolved are we when we just sort of yawn at this?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, today is also the anniversary of the first man ever to go into space, you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, we've come from there, excuse me, to having the fabric from the wing of the first man flight in the world. I mean, my mind is blown every single day, and some of this footage that's coming from outer space, for me, I'm still excited, and lots of people really are.
Well, I think it's interesting. One of the I'm looking at trends, and there are a couple of trends. Bill talked about green space and getting outdoors, and there's a new Colorado stargazing opportunity I want to tell you about a little bit later today. Some of the big parks are taking reservations to keep their numbers down because they were sort of overrun last year. Evidently, we're going to go Botox wild as a nation.
Oh, I hope not.
This is a pent-up sort of stay at home, not get dressed up, not, you know, and part of the hand-in-hand of, like, coming back out into society evidently is going to involve Botox in a major way. We've got all of that, plus Dr. Dana Ray will be with us a little bit later in the program. We get back on the other side of the break. I'll tell you about a special event we're doing this Thursday with Hickory Point Bank and my good friend John Bates. I'm really excited about this. We'll tell you how you can register for free for the lunchtime event, which is taking place this Thursday at noon. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 64, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, sunny with a high of 60, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 43 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:24, and this look at your weather is brought to you by St. Teresa High School. College prep, life ready. Go to stteresa.org to learn more.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You're building a legacy, and you're at a point where you're moving beyond your own financial goals. You're focused on your family security, giving to a cause you're passionate about, or even starting a foundation. Entrust Busey Wealth Management to maximize your wealth's potential. We'll provide you with the highest level of personalized service with your goals and values at the forefront. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Basement with a Y. That's Basement E.
It's Basement T.
Basement E?
It's Basement T.
Oh, Basement T.
Basement T. I get it. That's the basement waterproofing and foundation repair experts at Woods Basement Systems.
Right. The all things Basement T experts at Woods Basement Systems will provide you a free estimate and dry up that wet basement and fix that cracked foundation. Call 800-388-9326 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com.
That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a very sunny Monday. Good morning and welcome. There's a shortage of not only ketchup in the United States of America, but semiconductor chips as well. That part I get, the ketchup thing, I still don't understand, but we'll get to it a little bit later in the program. We have this event coming up on Thursday. If you had a chance or you didn't have a chance to hear our interview with John Bates, you can get that at the podcast page at nowdecatur.com. Just go to the Byers and Company interviews and you can find that. John's a very interesting guy, and noon this Thursday will be the event. It literally takes you 20 seconds to register.
Just your email and your name, and that's going to hold you a seat. It's functional. It's not one of these things that is pointless. This will get you the seat. It's how you limit things.
And the invite.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you to join. And we want to thank Hickory Point Bank, for, teaming up with, nowdecatur.com to create the, Invest and Inspire series. Looking forward to it. April 15th, noon to one via Zoom. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think there are some really interesting things that John's going to talk about. I don't think I know. There is this thing he talks about called, API. Which is a very interesting concept and a message I think the world needs to hear at large. Assume positive intent, even when it doesn't come across that way. You know, this is the thing you control versus what other people do.
Yeah. Yeah, it just removes that prejudging, you know, that...
Well, or even just sort of your own... You know, monkeys in your head about how you hear things or how you perceive things. It's something I struggle with. I think a lot of people do, is your read on things, and then what that does in your own head, you know, for X, Y, or Z. Just one of the things, that he'll be covering. You know, he's worked with NASA, and astronauts on the International Space Station. He's worked with, the Special Operations Group with the United States Navy. So you think SEALs and those like high, level operators. He has worked with incredible amount of companies individuals, Boston Scientific, you know, Johnson & Johnson, J Labs, I mean, you name it, and we're bringing him here for you, to pull what you can out of it, in this day and age, free. Sign up today. You can go to Nauticator.com and get to that. You can also check out our social media, and it will be hosted by our very own Mike Holvey and Carla Miller this Thursday at noon. So sign up today for our Invest and Inspire series, and we're going to be doing this once a quarter or so, bringing in some speakers and getting everybody together with a positive message about life and communication. I'm really looking forward to it. I think you will have a lot of takeaways from this. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We get back, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Company. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater announced the addition of Grammy Award-winning artist Maya to the headliner act Genuine with special guest Chingy to perform on Saturday, August 21st. IDPH, CDC, and Macon County COVID-19 guidelines may affect show details. If the event is postponed or rescheduled related to COVID-19, tickets purchased for the original show date will be honored for the new date. Refund options may also be available. For more information on ticket prices and availability, go to nowdecatur.com. Everyone in Illinois age 16 and older will be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine beginning today. More than 80 counties have already expanded eligibility, and there are more than 1,000 vaccination sites across the state, says Governor J.B. Pritzker.
It is important that we begin to address the whole population, because the danger of the new variants spreading means that we want every dose to get into arms as soon as humanly possible.
More than 700 cases of COVID variants have been confirmed so far in Illinois. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota used tear gas and flash grenades on a crowd throwing things at them during protests over the fatal police shooting of a 20-year-old man during a traffic stop.
The driver had been pulled over for a violation. That's when police learned there was an outstanding warrant for his arrest. Police say the suspect then got back in his car and tried to get away. That's when he was shot by an officer.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Suspect drove off, crashing into another car and found dead at the scene. U.S. coronavirus deaths are over 562,000 now, according to Johns Hopkins University. Applications start today for a federal program reimbursing coronavirus funeral expenses.
FEMA's COVID burial assistance program will provide up to $9,000 for each funeral. The applicant must show a death certificate that states that the death occurred in the U.S. and was caused by or likely the result of COVID-19. It's open to families regardless of their income.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
This has been a long, cold winter, so start thinking spring and spring projects and how Moroa Lumber can help. I'm Jen Wood, and I'm inviting you to bring your spring to-do list into Moroa Lumber. Whether it's windows or siding replacement, updating your deck, or building a new home, Moroa Lumber has top quality building materials to get your job done. Plus, don't forget about our rental center to help you with any project. We rent anything from lawn and garden equipment to drywall lifts. For all of your spring project needs, remember Moroa Lumber, 794-2226.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 64, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 60, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday morning, we get the opportunity to check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, what did you think of the Masters?
I thought it was fun. I thought it was good. I thought that CBS oversold the notion that the tournament was over with when he had a big lead, because I kept thinking to myself, you know, he bogeys a hole and Shoffley birdies a hole, which is not a great leap of faith. That can happen. And then they do it again, and all of a sudden you're down to a two-stroke situation, and that can vanish in an instant. And lo and behold, it almost happened that way when Hideki hit the ball in the water on 15, and all of a sudden he goes to 16 and his lead's down to a couple shots. But the nerves that hit people are not limited to just the leader. And Shoffley plunked his in the water and took the triple bogey, and everybody was a little jittery. That's what the Masters is about. And I think to understand what this means for him and for Japan, you'd really have to have a clear understanding of the popularity of golf in Japan. I have read a lot about it, but I think this is something you would have to see with your own eyes to see the multi-level, four-story, five-story driving ranges they've packed into some of these cities. And because the thirst for golf is so great, how difficult it is to get tee times. To understand that in the late 80s, golf club memberships were $3 million. The sport is just crazy popular in Japan, and I had never contemplated that Hideki Matsuyama was probably carrying the weight of these expectations around with him on tour as the greatest male golfer from Japan. And I think that became more clear yesterday as the day went along, and I was really happy for him. It was interesting afterwards, he's in the butler cabin and he's got an interpreter, and he's speaking to the interpreter in Japanese, and yet you had the feeling, or I had the feeling, that he understood every word of every question Jim Nance asked him. I think he probably understands English and doesn't feel as comfortable speaking it, but that was pretty interesting too. The Will Zalatoris story was great all weekend. That was a lot of fun, a guy making his Masters debut and finishing second. It was good to see Jordan Spieth back in the mix. I think the game needs some recognizable people to sprinkle in with these young guys. Will Zalatoris, I get the feeling we're going to hear his name a lot, though. And then Xander Schauffele, every time there's a big tournament, he's in the top 10. I mean, he's just really good, really consistent. It'll be fun to see what is on the menu at the Champions Dinner next year. I would say not pigs in a blanket. I think Hideki will come up with some pretty cool stuff. It was fun, and I wonder, after he kept his cool, but I bet there was a time when he got back to wherever he's staying where there was some real emotion.
No doubt about it. All right, on the other side of the break, we'll do a little Illini basketball with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank now in Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, Illini basketball news.
Well, we keep talking about it because we keep tweaking the roster, and it's really difficult to get a handle on it. We don't have a handle on it yet, but the news over the weekend that Trent Frazier was going to pursue his pro options was not a surprise. He has hired an agent, but it's important to note that he's hired an NCAA-approved agent, which means that he leaves himself a path to return. He does not flush his eligibility. So if things don't work out, he doesn't get the information that he was maybe hoping for, he could come back. So we still don't really know what's going to happen with him. He is not an NBA player, in my opinion. But he could play professionally in Europe. We still have to hear from Kofi Coburn. We still have not heard from Damonte Williams, who has the option to return for one more year. They are involved with all kinds of kids, high school seniors, juniors, sophomores, college transfers, international players. It's really hard on coaches, but it's really hard on fans. Things have changed. The rules have changed. And, no longer do we have a roster filled with four-year players who you get to know and appreciate. And there's just so much churn. It's too much, really, in my opinion. But right now, this roster next year, if you know, we don't know about, as I said, Kofi and Demonte and really Trent, but right now the roster would be built around Andre Curbelo and Jacob Grandison and Coleman Hawkins. And don't forget Austin Hutcherson, who transferred, sat out this year with back problems, but has been working out and is a really good-looking player. And then they've got some freshmen coming in, Luke Goody and R.J. Melendez. Melendez is a 6'7 explosive wing, and there'll be a transfer big man, I can promise you that. And they're certainly working hard on a point guard, because right now, who's the backup point guard if Curbelo's the starter? So, you know, it's been a lot to try to digest between Io and Adam Miller and all that business. And then with more churn to come, that's what I can tell you. And so it's a little disorienting for everybody, that's to be sure.
All right, Mark, have a great day. We appreciate it, as always, and thank you very much. We've got a lot to get to. I thoroughly, like Mark, enjoyed the tournament yesterday. I did not get a chance to see a lot of it, although they were replaying the 2019 Tiger Woods win because of a rain delay on Saturday. I will tell you this, the men of the Masters, that's sort of the blanket phrase that was created by John Feinstein, you know, about the guys, the old white guys that run this tournament. And they have been stuck in their ways, you know, for a very long time. It's why the food concessions are still priced in a certain way. It's why we have to call them patrons and not fans or spectators. It's why you got to wear the white, you know, jumpsuit thing if you're the caddy. It's why everything. But I will tell you this, they made the leap this year more than ever in the technology department, because they had an unbelievable partnership with IBM, which is one of the main sponsors, along with Mercedes and a couple of others, where their app and their web presence was incredible this year.
In what way? Like getting the data and stuff? Or could you see like 3D overlays or any of that kind of stuff?
I can see all of the above.
Oh, wow.
And so if you pulled up their website, you know, there was a list of players with a circular profile picture that you could click on any of them to find out where they were and their scorecards and everything, mm-hmm. to watching individual holes, to watching. I mean, they just took it to a level. Now, maybe it was this way last year and I just didn't participate as much. But it was unbelievable. You know, they used to, for years and years and years, I mean, decades, they would only show you the back nine on Sunday.
Why is that?
Because they waited until the last group literally started the back nine before their TV coverage began.
Oh.
So it wouldn't come on until, you know, way late in the afternoon on Sunday, because that's where all the excitement was. I mean, it was sort of this fear of missing out, only going to give you the great stuff. I mean, it worked for its time, you know, but they held on to that way longer than they should have. And that stuff started to, you know, other things trickled in, and you could go and you could watch different, you know, holes, and you could watch earlier action. And now, of course, they treat it like any other golf tournament, meaning they give you the whole thing, which is what, you know, people wanted. But they had a very particular way of doing everything for a very, very long time.
And it's interesting you say that, because I'm someone who doesn't watch golf at all. And thinking about how to watch golf, you know, growing up, it was, here's the presentation. You tune into Channel 3 and they show you what they show you. But now it's like, if I have the option of following my favorite golfer, if I have the option of just sticking at one hole, I mean, these are choices you'd make in person too. How do I want to consume this? You know, and
right.
Do I want to make sure I see Tiger and Rory? Do I want, you know, how do I balance where I'm going to see who where? And now digitally just going from hole to hole or, you know, whatever. I think that's the way you have to do it, right?
Oh, there's no doubt. My point is, even they realize.
Right. That's what, yeah, I'm with you. I'm just, it's like, you know, if I were ever to convert, where do I start, you know? And so yeah. I think that's really cool that they did.
Yeah, but I mean, for years, no matter how much you wanted it, you couldn't get anything but the back nine at Augusta on Sunday.
Wow.
with the TV broadcast. And when there was a certain time, you know, before you had all of this technology and all of these choices, that made a certain amount of sense, even though it was very frustrating, is they gave you that pent-up demand kind of feel, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, I can't wait. And the back nine is where all of the excitement happens. You know, you try to survive the front nine, and then the back nine is where you can lose ground or gain ground, you know, traditionally. On a Sunday at the Masters, but they really stepped up their technology game. And it occurred to me, if there's people still holding on to these old fashioned notions, you have now been surpassed by the most old fashioned people on earth.
Right. In those old days, did they at least film the stuff before so they could say earlier in the day, Tiger off into
yes.
the, okay. So
yes.
they could show you.
Yes.
All right.
But you didn't get to see, you know, until the leaders teed off, the leaders of the tournament mm-hmm. from Saturday's round going into Sunday round, you know, the TV programming did not start until they, were on the back nine.
And that just seems, kind of, well, I guess if, you know, with television rights and expense, I guess you have that limited.
No, it wasn't window. About expenses. No. It had nothing to do with any of that. It was just their decision to do it wow. differently than everything else. Every other major didn't do that. Every other golf tournament didn't do that. But for years, that's what the Masters did.
I mean, every hole counts just, you know, well, not the same.
It doesn't. Doesn't matter.
So strange.
It doesn't matter. I mean, there was a certain amount of kind of savant brilliance in it in a time when you didn't have other options, meaning like we all know baseball, it gets really exciting in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning. We all know basketball, you know, the first half is kind of, there's some of that to sports. And so what they did was play on that and go, okay, well, we're only going to give you the incredibly intense, you know, final half of this. And that would increase demand because of the shorter window, or just because that's the way we've always done it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I could never imagine like a baseball game where they start tuning in at the fifth inning or, you know, something like that. It's like,
actually, it works for me.
Oh,
because
for people that are like, here, I'll turn it on later. But I mean, the fact that you couldn't turn it on at the beginning
but
is
that made you want it even more. But they've realized.
Right. You now know, there's people probably, like you and Kevin that would spend the whole weekend taking anything in that they'd give you.
Yes. and they probably came to it reluctantly. But if you find yourself having questions about the way the world works right now, you can't be behind the men of the Masters in technology.
Or really anything.
Because, I mean, the only people behind them in my mind would be the Amish.
Right. They're like the tortoise, you know, in those cartoon races.
It's like, that's exactly right. But they were pretty slick, they had a pretty good team up with IBM. And you think about the way you consume things now. I mean, you know, on a given weekend of the Masters or whatever it might be, I'm watching and looking on my phone. I'm watching and looking on my iPad. I'm watching and looking on my TV and then picking up and going from room to room and device to device. And so you have to be that way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, some people can't give a whole weekend. So when they're out in the yard, they've got to be able to listen. When they're on their couch, you know, end of the day, going back
they're
and seeing what they
missed. They're out playing around a golf.
Yeah.
You know, and everything in between. So it was sort of a revelation to me to go, man, these really old fuddy-duddy white dudes finally figured this out. And if there's any question left as to where you have to be, which is everywhere, that's now been decided by everyone except maybe the Amish. And I don't mean that as a slight. I'm just saying they're not even plugging anything in. And the men of the Masters were not that far ahead of that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the train's officially out of the station on all of this stuff.
It left a week ago.
The janitor's the only one left, and that's only because he forgot his
keys. He's already home.
Yeah.
He's home.
He's already home. It's done.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, Dr. Dana Ray will be with us next hour. Nick and I have a lot to get to here today. It is a beautiful, sunny Monday. Enjoy that sunshine. Here is, we'll do the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Thank you, Decatur, for making Dick Van Dyke Appliance World number one for appliance sales and service, winning yet another Herald and Review Reader's Choice First Place Award.
Don't forget, it's also our 30-year anniversary.
That's right, our 30-year anniversary of serving the Decatur area.
Award-winning sales and service dating back to 1991.
30 years in the same location, supporting beautiful downtown Decatur.
Let's not forget our loyal customers in Clinton, Shelbyville, Sullivan, Pena,
Taylorville, Vandalia, Mattoon, and everywhere in between. 30 years of being your one-stop shop for all things home appliances. I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman and owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We're celebrating another Reader's Choice First Place Award and 30 years of proudly serving Decatur with a two-month sale all April and May. Don't miss out on this party. It's a once-in-a-30-year event. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Market appreciation coupled with low inventory and strong buyer demand makes now the perfect time to sell your home. If your home is market ready and priced appropriately, it's selling fast. Get a jump on the spring market and give us a call at 217-875-0555 or visit brinkotter.com today to connect with one of our highly experienced agents. Our technology, experience, and network are your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. brinkotter.com.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Here is a viewing suggestion for you. I watched the debut episode of The Nevers on HBO and HBO Max last night, and it has the potential to be epic or not, and I'm not quite certain. I mean, I enjoyed episode one. It was a little slow building, which I'm okay with, because sometimes that really indicates something really good coming your way. But it is literally a science fiction drama set in London in the 1860s about these Victorian women who find themselves with unusual abilities, and there's enemies and a mission and a cast that I'm not real familiar with, meaning there's not a lot of, like, you know, names that you would recognize, but a lot of character actors you've probably seen in other things. I think it has the potential to be really, really good.
Yeah, I saw the trailer a few times in watching some stuff on HBO, and one of my favorite actors is in it, Nick Frost, who's the bigger, heavier set guy from Shaun of the Dead. And I'm pretty excited to see the show. I thought it came out Friday, but I...
Nope, it was last night.
Oh, really?
It's Sunday. Sunday evening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's
and it's, by the
HBO
way, not
treatment.
On demand. Yeah, you've got to watch it at 8 o'clock. Yeah, Nick Frost plays the Beggar King, or Declan Oren, is the name of his character. I think you would really like it, meaning you, Nick Smith.
Yeah.
I think the audience as a whole, it was created originally by Joss Whedon, and then he left under mysterious whatever, you know, went out of Hollywood these days. God knows what that means. But it is, I don't feel like they're trying to be anything but original, meaning that, you know, it's sort of a self-contained world, and I don't know of any source material or how it, yeah. You know, I mean, it didn't come from anything. But I really like the characters, and I really like the tempo, and I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I like the universe they've created, is very adult, and seems realistic in a very science fiction-y kind of way.
Awesome. And it's also kind of like a period piece, too, like a Victorian
yes.
era or something like that.
Yes.
Wow.
I believe the 1860s. And there's some event which leaves people with powers, most of them women, and the whole play on where women's places were, you know, back then.
Oh, wow.
And the old guys who kind of, I mean, so there's a lot of subtext to it. But I think I want to, you know, if you're interested, I want you to get in on the ground floor, meaning, you know, episode one is now available on demand if you have HBO or HBO Max, but a Sunday night event.
Yeah, that tells you if HBO is putting it in their Sunday night lineup, they've got high hopes for it, because that is their top spot. That's premium for them. That's where The Wire lived. That's where The Sopranos, Westworld, I mean, all these different shows that have been hit after hit. So, I mean, they've got high hopes for this.
Yeah, it's been in the works for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and clearly, you know, like with everything else in the entertainment world and everyone's world with COVID, you know, delayed quite a bit of it. And like I said, Joss Whedon created it. He's no longer, I think in November or whatever last year, you know, left the project, and they didn't use his name in any of the, you know, which also maybe tells you something. I don't know. But I think it's going to be something that you will, it has great potential. I'll put it that way.
Awesome. I'm excited about that.
Six episodes. So, it will be, and I have found a newfound kind of like for, even though I complain about it, this stuff that gets dribbed out, you know, a week at a time. It gives you something to look forward to.
It absolutely does. I some of my favorite memories of, with my friends were watching The Sopranos together separately, you know, and then what work on Monday was like, or the phone calls after the show, because It wasn't being taken in at the moment. You didn't binge watch an entire season. It was, oh my goodness.
Yes.
It just, that build.
Well, it made its debut last night, like I said. And then, Godfather of Harlem season 2 is coming this week.
Oh, okay.
Did you watch the first season?
No, but what? Now I gotta move it up. I have so much.
I know, but you got to have some priorities, Nick.
I know.
And Forrest Whitaker is unbelievable in that show.
I like him in Ghost Dog, King of Scotland. I could go on and on. I love him.
Yes.
He's so good.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Bumpy John. It's a great show. Season 2 makes its debut this week on Epix. All right, one last break this hour. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 64, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 41. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 60, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:55.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Kent. You're like me, striving to make sense of what seems like a culture gone crazy with far too many crazies. And I wonder, where did they all come from? And why did they just show up now? I've hosted WSOY's Direct Line since 2005. I'm clergy. Yep, a preacher. A preacher with all sorts of questions and queries that probably echo your thoughts, public and private. I might even have some questions you've not considered, particularly about the crazies. On Direct Line, we examine the stuff of the day, seeing if there's any religious link to what's occurring in our community, around the globe, the sorts of questions those events bring to us, including the crazies. And I'm interested in what you think, too, so join me each Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. on News Talk 1340 AM WSOY and 103.3 FM, with streaming and podcasts available at nowdecatur.com. We'll chat about this and that and that and this, striving to make some sense of the crazies in your life, my life, and even the really wild crazies the other crazies don't understand.
Sorry, I was waiting for the liner.
Yeah, I don't know why it didn't fire.
That's the thing we do. Hey, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend and you're ready for the week ahead. Dr. Dana Ray will join us next hour. We've got more and more vaccines arriving. Taking a look at the numbers and things have ticked up a little bit here in Macon County and in Region 6 and across the state of Illinois. Not nearly as bad as Michigan. Really getting hit hard. And the stories coming out of Brazil are just tragic. As we continue to fight COVID-19 and the variants. I don't know what to make of this South African strain. Now they're saying that Pfizer is breaking through that, or the virus is breaking through Pfizer. I don't get it. Semiconductor chips are going to be a real problem for car production and everything. I don't know that people realize how big a clog in the drain this thing is going to be. And for whatever reason, ketchup is now the new toilet paper. We'll talk about that, and we've got a lot to get to here today, plus NASA Ingenuity, that helicopter. They're looking at this week. They had to scrub the mission because of some conditions. But I think we're too spoiled when we just kind of go about this story.
I think you're right, but I hope you're wrong. I think we're going to be excited to see this.
We might not. I don't know. And then stargazing has a new home in Colorado. We'll give you the details. A lot to get to here on this Monday. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back after Stories and News. You're listening to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. Stories and News coming your way now.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now. The Illinois hotel industry is looking for a grant program to help the industry recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association President Michael Jacobson proposed the idea during a House committee. The program would offer grants to eligible hotels with the funds required to be used to pay employees. New daily COVID-19 cases rose above 4,000 on Friday for the first time since the end of January. There was a total of 4,004 new and probable cases of infection reported, along with 21 additional deaths. The number of COVID patients in the hospital is also increasing. The good news is that on Thursday, there was another record day for vaccinations with more than one.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.